Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Usually, this show is heavily about business and starting your own trades-based business and succeeding in that, and we'll have that interlude and intertwined through today's show. But since this is our last show before the 2024 presidential election, we figured we would take a slight detour on this show and talk a little bit of politics, since that seems to be the only thing on people's minds lately. So, Austin, you showed up to my house today to podcast, and you have an I voted today sticker on your shirt. How long did you wait in line?
Two and a half hours.
So
for early voting.
What
is today? What is today?
Today is the
29th. Is it the 9th?
Yeah, 29th. October 29th.
So we're 1 week away.
You can early vote from October 22nd all the way up to Election Day.
I didn't even look at it this year. I thought about it, but I got time.
And I'm like, well, maybe I'm my opinion's biased because I have always been fortunate with lines at the polling station. But I see all these people talking about waiting 2 and 4 hours to early vote. And I'm like, I've never waited longer than like 45 minutes to vote.
I mean, dude, this will probably be one of the highest turnouts we've had in.
I know that.
A long, long time.
Like my polling area moved, right? We used to be at the school right down the road, and now we're at a different school right down the road.
What did you say? Polling station. Oh, okay.
Voting station.
Gotcha. I did not catch that.
And depending on, like, we usually are between these two schools, but every time they've got us at this other school, it's like super fast. I mean, like you walk in there, not only is there no line, but like there may only be one other person filling out a ballot in the room.
I've never been to one that was that.
And some of the, like, to be fair, that's like small local election stuff.
Oh yeah. No one's ever there for local elections.
Right.
We're talking big time.
But even like presidential election, let's see, one election ago, it was at this other school that we go to more often. And that's the one where I had to wait like 45 minutes. And that was the COVID election.
Where we were all still wearing our masks for goddamn reason.
Everyone was wearing masks and the line was crazy long because everyone was 6 to 10 feet apart from each other.
Yeah.
Acting like we're too scared to even vote. Right.
Don't touch me. I'll get COVID.
The presidential election before that was back at our normal school that we go to. And I mean, that one was like super fast.
Yeah.
Super, super fast.
Well, I mean, all due credit, like, we live in a Republican area. Like, things run smoothly over here. Like, they, you know, like, they just naturally work how they're supposed to. People do their jobs. They show up on time.
Right.
You know, they have respect for others.
It's kind of funny. My parents, their insurance office, their office manager, she also runs polling stations.
First off, she's a character.
Yeah, she works a lot of jobs. She works at the grocery store. She works at the Arrowhead Stadium.
Do you think that she is like secretly wealthy?
I don't know.
I can't figure her out. Like, she works all these jobs, and I know she makes good money working for your folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she still works all these other jobs.
Yeah.
And her husband works too.
Getting ready to get a good raise too, because my parents sold their insurance agency. So.
She's one of those people that's worth like $25 million, lives in a little shack.
Maybe.
Like, just doesn't care. Like, that's my money for when I need it. Want to buy something?
She's a legal immigrant.
She Russian or Ukrainian?
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia. That's right.
Czech Republic.
I've asked her before.
Yep.
Rusty. Remember Rusty?
Yep.
Czech Republic.
Yep. So what's funny is she's always like, it's all the time. I don't know if they do those polling stations by...
Could you start saying voting stations? Cause you're freaking me out.
That's what they're called, right? The polling stations. A poll
is like you take beforehand to get a feel for what's going on.
Okay.
Is it called polling station?
I don't know.
Maybe Austin can put his fucking Pop-Tart down and look it up.
I've always called them polling stations, but
it doesn't matter.
No matter where it is, she's always working the station.
And those are volunteer, I think. I don't think they get paid. Do they?
I don't know.
Man, I got nothing to do next Tuesday. Maybe I'll do that.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Fuck podcasting.
I'm sure you're way late for that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, the next podcast we record
will be that day.
Will be the day of the election.
Yeah, maybe we should move it back one day.
Maybe we move it back a day so we know when a president is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just start moving it around for events.
I just have a hard time, and maybe I'm just naive in this. I have a hard time understanding why somebody would go wait in line 2 to 4 hours today to vote instead of on election day. Now, I get some people, maybe they're traveling, maybe they're out of town, maybe
that's what absentee balloting is for and early voting is for, is when you're not going to be around.
Right.
So you can go do that.
I just, it seems weird to think like, I'm going to go spend 4.5 hours today to vote
It's not like Austin knew it was going to take that long today.
I don't know how you don't know it's going to take that long.
Like, what do you mean?
Everybody's all over social media about they're posting all their, how long they are in line.
That's
lines my problem. All the way around the block.
I'm not on fucking social media very much. Yeah. That's why I don't see that shit.
Yeah. Like, you know, the lines are fucking crazy long. Like, there's a whole bunch of posts in the community groups about like, go to this station. The lines are only 2 hours long instead of this one where they're four.
Well, you don't get to choose.
Yeah, I think on the early voting you do.
Do you?
There's
on
three,
the early voting, you
there's
get
three satellite locations.
Oh, that's why the lines are so long. People are wanting to go early and there's only three satellite locations. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why the lines are long. There's only three places to go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why would you choose to undergo all that when you could just go on your day where they've got a billion polling stations?
Thank you.
And
because it's common sense. People are scared to death that on Tuesday, it's going to take forever. And they're like, I'm just going to go and I'm going to get it over with and I'm going to be done.
Yeah.
And then they get there and they're like, oh, fuck. I got to wait forever? That's fine.
Yeah.
They're already there. What are they going to do? Leave?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's like, why? Again, I get it. If you're going to be traveling next week or something like that, then yeah, you would do early voting, right? Or let's say you've got your schedule is wildly unpredictable that day. Maybe you're not traveling. Maybe you're in town, but maybe you're in meetings all day long or something.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. But like the amount of people that are doing early voting tells me that they're probably misinformed in some way that they feel their vote's going to count differently or something. Like it's for the same reason social media. Like, it's already too late to register to vote, right? I can't remember what that cutoff is. It's October 12th.
It's three or 4 weeks out from
the election. It's only like 3 weeks out. And if you don't have your shit together by then, fuck you.
Right.
Come on. Be an adult.
What I'm saying is, like, Facebook is notorious for this. Every year, Facebook will remind you to register to vote.
After the voting deadline.
No. It's within the time frame. But it's like, look, Facebook's smart. Facebook knows more about you than you know about you. Facebook knows if you're happy. Facebook knows if you're mad. Facebook knows your voting preference. Facebook knows if you've moved because they're monitoring your locations.
If you turn it off.
Right. But still,
yeah.
Like for a large portion of people, they know. Facebook knows I don't need to re-register to vote. Facebook knows I didn't get married. I didn't change a name. I didn't change an address.
Did they send it to you anyway?
They send it to everybody. It shows up in your notifications. Of reminders to register to vote. Now, why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Newly registered voters tend to vote Democrat.
Because they're young?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Have you ever heard the quote that if you're not living your life, if you're not voting Democrat when you're young, you're not living your life right. And if you're not voting Republican as an adult,
you'd never learned anything.
Yeah, you didn't learn anything and you're not living adulthood right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've heard
so,
that. Which makes sense, but when we were in high school, I got to vote our senior year.
Uh-huh.
Because I turned 18 September 23rd.
Yep.
And then that election, that was like my first, I voted Republican. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
No.
But.
No.
I mean, Facebook knows newly registered voters tend to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
And so.
It's because they're dumb and haven't paid taxes for fucking 10 years.
Why in the world would any other social media platforms have nothing to gain by whether you register to vote or not?
No.
Right?
No, they're trying to sway the vote. It's obvious.
Every other push on social media is for money, right? In other words, anytime you see anything on social media, it's an advertisement for money.
Well, push to vote Democrat is for money.
Right.
Yeah.
But like,
duh.
That's the only thing social media pushes on people that's not paid for by a sponsor.
Oh, it's paid for.
Well,
you want to talk Soros? We can talk about all kinds of stuff if you want to talk.
But like
It's paid for. I mean,
for your social media to be like literally one of the smartest things ever and know more about you than anybody else.
Well, it's because it's being paid for.
It's just.
And they're like, here.
Wild.
Just.
That people.
Remind.
Well, and so it's because of that.
They should give out free pot the night before and the morning of the election. That's what Republicans should do.
Yeah.
Give out free pot.
Well, I just.
Ah, fuck, who cares?
I just think it's amazing that this year they said Republicans vote on Tuesday and Democrats vote on Wednesday. That's fucking awesome.
I know. It is great. I hope that everyone adheres by the new rules.
Yeah. No.
Douchebags.
So, like, say
whatever the fuck I want today, can I?
There's a significant part of the population that thinks they have to register to vote before every election simply because social media is reminding them to register to vote and register to vote and register to vote. Like, social media doesn't remind you to get a new driver's license on your birthday.
No, they don't.
You know what I mean? Like, they do remind you
expired?
Of other people's birthdays.
Should I check mine?
But, like, there's a thousand things social media could remind you of that it doesn't. The only thing they remind you of is the election. It's just
you're starting to go conspiracy theory. Where's George Diaz's wife? Yeah. Where's she at? We should have had her float her up for this podcast.
It's not conspiracy theory because like I don't have a like,
no. It's true.
Yeah,
it's fucking true.
Right. It just is what it is. Right.
Yeah.
So it's no different than the push to get all the illegals over. Elon Musk said it perfectly. He fears that if a Democrat wins this election, it'll be the last free election America ever sees. Because at the speed and the rate that the Democrats are allowing illegals into this country, and at the speed and rate that they're changing the laws to fast track their ability to vote, they think that they'll have enough illegals in the country with the ability to vote by the 2028 election that you'll never see a Republican elected again.
I believe that is their want and desire and what they want to try to do. And I think that it will work to a certain extent. The only thing that I, like just to be play devil's advocate here, people from Venezuela and Mexico don't want to see any more of that shit. I know lots of Mexicans that live here now and they're like, no, we vote Republican. And they've only been here for 6 months.
Yeah.
A year, 2 years, second generation. They're like, no, we see the bullshit. Like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But the people, you're right. The people that are flooding immediately go, oh.
They're going to remember the party that gave them the $2,000 and the cell phone and the lodging and the board and the forgiveness on the illegal nature of their entry into the U.S.
Yeah.
They're going to remember the party that fast-tracked their ability to gain citizenship and more rights as a citizen, right?
We're not buying votes. Oh, you're not?
Right.
You're not buying votes with taxpayer dollars?
Right.
Fuck you.
Right.
Fuck.
It's just a weird.
It's weird
a weird
to
observation
me.
That I'm surprised. I'm surprised I haven't heard anybody else bring up yet.
Oh, they bring it up. They talk about it all the time. You don't watch like.
Not the illegal thing. I'm talking the reminding to register to vote.
Oh, yeah.
From social media.
I'm
not on Twitter at all, so I don't know if Twitter does that.
It's deep in the weeds, you know. It is. It's not on the surface.
Yeah.
So people aren't talking about it.
Well, the thing that strikes me is like most people get most of their information from social media nowadays because most people that have the ability to think for themselves have a level of distrust with all media platforms.
Well, we talked about this the other day with Google.
Yeah.
Like we think Google's dying off, especially with lead generation for the guys and stuff like that, because people have lost trust in Google.
Right. They're losing trust in big tech and they're crowdsourcing their information.
Yeah. They see all the sponsored stuff come up first and then they see the reviews and they know that reviews can be bought even for the next three guys that are up there or businesses that are up there, whatever. And it's just created distrust with Google. And that's why we think Google's fallen off. Like it's still a great search engine.
Right.
Right. But you're right. People are crowdsourcing. They go on Facebook and they're like, hey, where should I go for a good haircut?
Right.
Where should I go for, you know, this? Where should I go for that?
Right.
The thing is, and what we were talking about the other day is Facebook, social media, that's going to be the next Google. Like it's already going on now. Paid sponsorships.
Yeah. Just wait till Facebook monetizes your business posts.
Yeah. What did
we charges you?
Influencers.
Yep.
You know, influencers being paid by these big tech companies and big, you know, businesses to, hey, look at this product. Look at this. It's already happening.
Right.
The thing that intrigues me is what's going to be next.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the downfall of all social media? Like, there will be no more paid anything.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing on The Void and you want even more info, we just started a mentorship program specifically for trades professionals to start their business or to get their business to an incredibly healthy position. So if you'd like more info, click on the link in the description of this show.
Like I told you this the other day, I wish we'd go back to Craigslist.
Like, yeah.
Only private ads. That's
MySpace.
It. MySpace. No, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Nothing. No paid nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough because you run into holding people accountable in advertising, right? Like back in the 80s, before social media, I could create an ad that was wildly wrong, fraudulent, but you had no way to communicate to people at the masses.
No.
And so if I sold you a bottle of hair tonic that didn't do shit,
yep, you're just out your $5.
And
fuck
then, yeah, you spent $100 on this bottle of hair tonic that was supposed to regrow your hair and it didn't. You can tell like one or two people, right? But now, if I try to run that same scam,
you're crushed.
You're going to go to the airways and tell a whole bunch of people and that business tanks, right? Yeah,
which is amazing to me that Flex Shield still is, people are still buying it. It doesn't work.
Well, it works great on gravity leaks, but it does not work great on pressurized leaks.
It just,
right?
It amazes me that people still buy that crap.
Yeah. It's a last ditch effort for sure. But,
Flex Shield.
But the, you know, holding people accountable in their advertising is tough. And especially like right now with all these political ads that are going out, like for one, outside of the fact that political ads are driving up the cost of advertising through the roof because Kamala's spending $1 million a day on ads right now.
Yeah. So is Trump. They're all spending a fuck ton of money.
Right. And part of it's because they have to. They either have to spend it or give it back or donate it to charity.
Yeah.
They can't keep any of it.
Well, you got to spend dollar for dollar.
Yeah.
That's rule one.
Yeah.
They spent 10 mil. We got to spend 10 mil.
Yeah.
They spent 15. We got to spend 20.
And so, you know, you've got all these ads coming out that, I mean, they're not even close to accurate.
No.
Like against Trump. I haven't seen any that are like, I've seen some ads that are disparaging against Kamala, but like, it's kind of weird. Like Republican ads that you see support Republican values and beliefs and ideals without tearing down Democratic. Most of the ads I'm seeing on the Republican side are, here's what we stand for. Here's what we believe. Right.
Yeah.
Most of the ads that you see coming out on the Democrat side,
oh, yeah,
are like slamming Trump as an individual, calling him names, calling him a Nazi, calling him all these things. Yeah. And it's like, man, there's got to be lawsuits available left and right for that. Defamation of character, well, libel, slander, like all kinds of things.
It's just like at the 2-year election, you know, all those people got sued for slander and this and that. Well, it's too late.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like those people are already in office. It doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
That's the problem.
And the whole purpose of the ad is to sway a vote. And the moment the vote got swayed and the election was influenced, it doesn't matter the financial repercussions that come from that.
Nope.
Even if they do lose their suit and they get sued and they have to pay a fine.
Yeah.
They still impact, like,
it's too late.
Yeah. You almost need like a pre, like you think about it. Can we advertise for cigarettes on TV? No.
Not anymore.
Right. Because they're so bad. Right?
Yeah.
Can we advertise liquor on TV? No. Right? So how do they get around it? It's the Crown Royal water break.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah,
you know.
Well, you can advertise liquor now.
Okay.
That changed like 3 years ago, four years ago, something like that.
So it's like, if we understand that advertising in for tobacco is that bad, and we don't want to subject Americans to that, why would we allow to subject Americans to some of this hateful political campaigning? Like there should be a screening system in place,
but
the FCC.
I knew you were going
to
go there.
To
the problem
some
is
some kind of fact check or something there, on the ad.
There should be, but people are so divided and so impartial in their division, you'd never be able to put a group together that would allow one thing or the other to go through.
Yeah, you just come up with some hard and fast rules, like, is name calling happening? Then no. It doesn't matter what the name is, right? Are they spouting something that is factually incorrect? Then no.
You tell me I can't call her cackle britches anymore?
Right.
Well, that's no fun.
You couldn't pay
that's
to.
That's no fun. No,
you could say it on whatever private platform you want, right? Like freedom of speech still exists.
Oh, okay, good.
However,
stupid cackle britches.
Freedom of speech goes out the window when you're paying to put a message out on the FCC airways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so Trump kind of alluded to this a little bit, and I don't understand it, so I don't want to misstate it. I listened to the interview with Trump on Rogan, and he was talking about holding big tech accountable, big media accountable. And he alluded to the fact there's different rules for the antenna channels than the cable channels.
Yes.
Because the antenna channels are free, they have different rules than the cable channels.
Yeah, the FCC rules are different.
Yeah, and so...
I don't know what they are.
I don't know what the difference in rules are. He just alluded to it's an easier thing to do in one to the other. The antenna channels, they don't pay for their FCC license. It's given to them. And the cable channels like have to pay for it. And...
you know, you say that, like... So that big ad that Kamala has out and Trump both have out was on during the World Series, which is on Fox. Mm-hmm. So that's antenna TV.
Well, no. Like they can do political ads. It just changes like what kinds of ads you can do and how aggressive they can be.
I'm trying to think, have I seen any on antenna TV that are different than the ones that I've seen on cable? Yeah. Like seen the same commercial, but was it a little different?
Right. Like there's one that Kamala's got out where... I just
don't watch enough TV.
What's the classic? I'm Kamala Harris and I support this message. Not support.
Approve.
Yeah.
So it ends with her saying that.
Oh, you think maybe that's part of it?
It ends with her saying that, but it's basically saying that Trump has this Project 2025 agenda. And Trump's come out quite a few times saying he's not attached to that at all and he's not even read it.
No. Somebody else came out with the 2025 agenda or whatever they call it. And then just someone tagged, oh no, Trump is going to do this. He's going to use this agenda as his agenda, basically.
Yeah.
Is what they've said.
Right.
Not true.
And it's not true.
But there's a $5 million commercial every time it runs saying that it is true.
Saying that it is true.
Yeah.
Right. And so like, I'm surprised that that's legal for one. And then if it is found to be not true and Trump has nothing to do with Project 2025, I'm surprised. Like, I'm curious to know what legal ramifications you can do with that, because like we've just talked about, at the moment, all that dust settles. The election's already happened. The results of the election's already happened.
Yeah.
If Trump loses, then
what's he going to do?
Like, it's hard to say I lost because of that fraudulent commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like cheating in a baseball game. And then like, when Houston won, they won the World Series. They made all the money from it. Blah, blah, blah. They got called cheaters. Too late.
They're still World Series champs.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Them guys made all that money. Their contracts that they signed and moved on to other teams are over.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
And that's, let's be honest. That is shady fucking bullshit, right?
It is.
It is super shady. And the only group that's doing it is what?
Yeah, the Democrats.
Yeah.
Right.
Just put it. It's like they know that there is a legal loophole there.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anyone can do about it. And if someone does have to fall on the sword afterwards, you think it's going to be Kamala? No.
Right.
They're going to throw some fucking patsy to the wolves.
Yep.
You know, and who cares?
Well, and so one of the things that I've noticed with the Democratic Party is anything they're blaming the Republicans of doing, it's usually them doing it.
Have you seen that hypocritical commercial that they just put out the other day? So Trump had a big rally at Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
And it happened to be on the anniversary of when Hitler had won for the Nazi party here, praising America, blah, 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 this and that.
So they keep
bringing they were showing pictures side by side. Oh, Trump is neo-Nazi. He's the next Hitler. He's blah, 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 blah. What was the number one thing Nazis did to gain control of that country? They controlled the media.
Right.
Who's controlling the media now?
Right.
It ain't Trump.
Right.
It's the fucking left.
Yeah.
They control the media. They control the, what do they call that? The cult of personality.
Yeah.
They control what people think and how they view it.
Yeah.
So they can get what they want.
Now, On the same night,
the hypocrisy.
On the same night that Trump was at Madison Square
with
Garden,
this pen.
Wasn't Kamala at an event where she had Beyonce singing? I think it was on the same night.
I don't know.
She didn't sing. She talked for 3 minutes and then left.
Oh, Beyonce. Okay, so she talked. I didn't watch anything of it.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to hear anything that dumb bitch has to say either. What do I care?
MSNBC. Their moniker, breaking news, Trump's Madison Square Garden rally comes 85 years after pro-Nazi rally at famed arena, right? So here's MSNBC News doing anything they can to get the word Trump and Nazi in the same moniker.
Yeah.
Right? And what's funny is Kamala had an event that same day.
No,
85 years after the Nazi rally.
It wasn't at the same location.
It wasn't
location,
at the same event.
Mitch. So that means that she's not a Nazi and Trump is, because it was at the same arena.
Right.
That means he's a Nazi. Don't you know?
It's just crazy that they can pull that off and get away with it.
It's fucking insane to me. You know, I love the Trump's a fascist. Fascism's coming. Oh, this and that. Have you ever heard that interview that Ronald Reagan gave in like 1978 or 79 about what a fascist is? Mm-mm. Like, he literally comes out and says liberalism is fascism, and he goes into this like 3-minute speech about how they're the same. Dude, it makes more sense today than it did in 1979.
Yeah,
it's insane. If you're listening to the podcast, go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan
fascism speech,
liberalism to fascism speech. It was just in an interview on TV.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. It's like, wow, that makes so much sense.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty wild to think all of that and to know that Trump's never been given a fair shake by the media, right? Because the media is controlled by the Democratic Party. And so anything that Trump, like, look how fast the assassination attempts disappeared out of the news.
Oh, yeah. Quick, man.
You know, like if somebody tried, if there was an assassination attempt on Kamala.
Oh my God, they'd be talking about it every fucking day. A new witness would be brought forward every day.
Right.
A new cop would be, oh, he let that guy through over here. It would just be this giant 3-ring circus of bullshit lies.
Right. Indictments and trials and everything in the public eye.
Yeah. Oh, we've got to stop the election. Everyone's going to try to kill Kamala. We got to just get her in there.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
You're right.
But meanwhile, because it's Trump that was attempted to be assassinated, and we won't even go into who we think did it, right? But like, just because it happened, it disappeared out of the media, like lightning fast. And then the second one, like, you heard about it for 6 hours and then it was gone. Like, you didn't even hear about it the next day,
maybe a couple of weeks.
So
I watched a little more news than you, a couple of weeks, but only at Fox,
right?
Or not even Fox, really, Newsmax. I like Newsmax,
right? But it's just wild how fast they control all of that stuff. And so Trump did the smart thing. He goes on Rogan.
Yeah.
Because he can say whatever he wants. It's 3 hours of uncensored content.
Yeah.
And unfiltered, uncut off, unfact-checked, unbiasedly fact-checked, right?
I wish that he's got some good commercials. I wish that he would come out with one that is literally just, this is what they're saying, and these are what the facts are. This is what they're saying, and these are the facts.
The problem with his commercials is they have to err on liberal platforms.
Now, you cannot control, I do know this, you cannot control commercials that come on to your airtime if they're being paid. Like, if you put it out there, okay, we have a 30-second ad space, it's $50 million. If someone says, I want that, you cannot turn them away.
Right. Right. You can't turn them away, but...
like, it has to air in its entirety per rules.
Yeah. But, like, just being real, all of a sudden cable networks go down. Oh, we had a service outage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, you could be right.
Like,
that's conspiracy theory, but you could be right.
Do you find it ironic that McDonald's has an E. coli outbreak in the days following Trump working at McDonald's for 15 minutes?
I don't think, no, I'm not, no, I'm not reaching on that one.
I do. Look at McDonald's all over the world. McDonald's all over the world is probably 24/7 dealing with an E. coli issue somewhere. They're too big to not to, right?
Well, and they source their products from too many different places to not to.
Right.
Yeah.
And whether it's found to be true or not, they're too big to not be in the spotlight for that.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every $10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
15 people get sick in a city that all ate McDonald's, and they're going to investigate McDonald's. Now, maybe it's those 15 people got sick from the grocery store that also went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
But McDonald's is too big to stay out of that spotlight, right?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird that you haven't heard of an E. coli outbreak around McDonald's for years.
Yeah.
And then just within the days following Trump being there, they were like, let's get Trump in McDonald's out of the news as fast as we can. We got to make McDonald's look bad. We got to make, if people are going to remember McDonald's, we don't want them remembering McDonald's and Trump. We want them remembering McDonald's and E. coli. And so it went all over the news. Like, there was more news about the E. coli outbreak at McDonald's than there was about Trump at McDonald's.
You think?
Yes.
I wasn't watching that much, to be honest, about the E. coli.
Yeah.
I saw 17 people got sick.
Yeah.
Whoopity-do. Whoopity-fucking-do.
Right. Wonder if they're going to come out with an E. coli vaccine. I bet Moderna's already working on it.
That, man, you want to talk about something bullshit? The fact that these motherfuckers can scare you into buying vaccines is frightening. Mm-hmm. Pfizer commercial, Kelsey, which, man, Kelsey's my man. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Last year, he was the Pfizer boy. Fuck him.
Yep.
John Legend this year, fuck you.
Right.
And Moderna this year, they don't have any like big celebrities, but like they have a 1 minute, a 30 second,
big ad.
30 second ad that's like, don't, it basically says, make sure to get the vaccine so that you're the grandma's not left to eat by herself at the restaurant. She's sitting there by herself. It's like, dude, how much fear can you fucking put on people to buy your drug?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's legal fucking drug dealing.
Yeah.
Like, what are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah. And what happens if grandma's left to eat by herself because you took the vaccine?
Yeah.
Right.
What if grandpa was worried, got the vaccine, and it fucking killed his ass?
Right.
It just, the fear manipulation is what drives me the most crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just the ads that when they come on TV, like, just since we've been talking about Trump, but like, oh, if he's in, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, the economy's going to tank, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and blah, blah. Like, you literally try to scare people into not voting for him just so that you can be in power or have your way?
Right.
Like, what fucking kind of bullshit is that?
Right.
Trump's not out there going, hey, I know World War III has started now because I wasn't in office, but if you don't elect me, it's going to go full-fledged in the next 4 years, which, to be honest, is probably going to fucking happen.
Right.
And people are just too dumb to look and be like, oh, yeah, well, that's outside of my bubble. Who cares?
So
like,
here's the really cool thing.
Fucking insane, dude.
Some really cool takeaways from the Trump-Rogan interview.
I'm going to have to watch it. I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't had time to sit down. It's long.
Yeah. Well, I just listened to it on Spotify.
I gotta see, dude. First off, I like watching Trump because he's
animated,
you know,
and he definitely has ADD. Like, his mind is moving way faster than his mouth, and that's part of why, that's a characteristic that I've picked up from him and a lot of other insanely successful people. When it seems like they jump from tangent to tangent and they have a hard time staying on track,
yeah, it's because they have a little ADD.
Well, their mind is already a conversation ahead. And so they start skipping things and kind of skipping around a little bit because their mind is moving so quick. But it's a whole lot different than the person who relies on a teleprompter. And when the teleprompter stops, their mind goes empty, right?
Did we talk about this on this show? Dude, I've seen that on repeat. I've seen that a few times since. And it's harder to watch every time.
Yeah.
And guess if CNN or MSNBC or any of those loser stations are fucking talking about it.
No, we're not going to talk about that gaffe.
We're not going to talk about her not being able to actually have her own independent thought.
Right.
Someone that's going to lead the natural free world.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
Nope.
Like, her cognitive function could be in the fucking tank. Who knows? Who cares?
Right.
Well, we're pushing our agenda.
Right.
Fuck it. The people that, what doesn't make sense to me or bothers me the most is that they do that, or that people are so dumb that they don't care and vote for them anyway.
Yeah. Well, I love the whole...
You know what I mean? Like, how can you, as a person with an actual mental capacity to understand what's going on in the world, look at that and see what's going on around the world in the country, and then be like, that's what I want to lead us all.
Right.
Straight to hell.
Right.
That's what I want.
Yep.
Like, how can you even think that for 1 second? Trump is no saint. He's him and I would probably never be friends.
No.
Okay? Like...
Him but do I want the guy to lead the business of the nation? Yes.
Yeah. Can the guy read a balance sheet and a profit and loss statement? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He can look and go, oh, we spent too much there. We better do something.
We're underperforming. Somebody's ass is fired.
Yeah.
We're getting somebody else in.
Yeah. I love the whole, you know, he said, we're going to drill. And energy is going to be cheap. And people are like, well, energy being cheap doesn't stop inflation. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
For me to produce a product, I have to have energy to run the plant.
Yeah,
I have to have energy to get that stuff to where it needs to be. Like, yeah. It is a massive overhead expense.
Yeah. The cost of electricity and the cost of fuel.
In creating a product is enormous. And if you can cut it by
50%.
50%? Oh, guess what? Now that gas is $1.50. Guess what? That fucking milk that had to get here from the store is now back to $4.
Cheaper.
Yeah. The fact that people don't see that just blows my mind, man.
Yep. I even had one of my ultra liberal friends go on social media and post that they're okay paying the current rate of inflation or even more as long as their daughter has a choice as to what happens with their body.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. This whole fucking... First off, the lies in the abortion vote thing is insane.
Yeah.
So we're in Missouri. We'll just talk about Missouri. They keep coming on there. Well, if you don't, you know, they have an abortion law and it's so strict that, you know, if something happens, I don't get to choose if I was raped or if it's my life. No, bullshit. The law actually says if you were raped or if it's incest or if your life is at risk, you can have the abortion.
Right.
It says that in the super restrictive law now.
Yeah.
And those, like you were saying earlier, those are just blatant lies that they're putting out there to try to sway a vote.
Well, and you saw it in the presidential debate against Kamala, where the topic of abortion got brought up and they would spout lies and then not give Trump a chance to clear the truth, right?
Yeah.
And then when Trump finally did get a chance to clear the truth, he basically said he put the power back into the states. He thinks it's a state decision, not a national decision.
Yeah.
He thinks it's better for each state to set that individually, which, if you think about it, is the way that it should be, because that way, if you happen to be in a state where it's not allowed, you can go to another state and get one.
Well, let's talk about it this way. This is what drives me insane. When things are at the state level, people get to vote on them.
Right.
We're having a vote on abortion in Missouri right now.
Right.
Okay. When they're at the federal level, you don't get to vote on it.
Right.
The House gets to vote, the Senate gets to vote, and then the president gets to vote. You don't get to vote.
Yeah. It slid in on the back end of some $1 billion
bill. Well, you voted. The way they look at it is you voted for that representative, and then that representative put your vote in. Okay. Right.
So if you truly want your daughter to have a choice over what happens with her body,
it should be
at the state level.
Yeah. Which let's be honest, I would not be surprised at all. Missouri is a super red state. If Amendment 3 passed, yes, pro-abortion, and then everything else was red.
Right.
It would not surprise me one bit.
No.
And the people would have spoken.
Right.
Okay. And I'm fine with that. If the people speak. What I'm not fine with is these, like you were saying earlier, these ads that come out. Well, if Trump's elected, he's going to just ban abortion. He doesn't have that fucking power.
Right.
He cannot executive order a ban on abortion.
Right.
If there's a federal ban on abortion, it has to go from the House to the Senate to the president's desk.
Right.
Like, that is the order for those of you that didn't fucking pay attention in school. Right.
Right. Right.
And all of those things would have to happen in order for it to pass.
Right.
The Republicans have had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and didn't vote on that. The Democrats have had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and didn't pass anything
right
about it. Okay, so fucking shut your ass.
Yeah,
and don't vote.
They're using abortion to get your vote, not because they're going to do anything once they're in office. They're using it to get your vote.
Yeah,
but they're not going to change any fucking rules.
They're using it to scare you into voting for them.
Yeah.
Because they think that they can manipulate you with that fear
yep.
to then vote for them, and then they're back in power.
Right.
What you want is for it to be at state level and then have your actual voice fucking heard.
Right.
Now,
right.
if you're in a state that doesn't vote for it, sorry, too bad, so sad.
Yeah.
That's where we live.
Yeah.
If it bothers you that much, fucking move.
Fucking move. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people are doing in California. Like yeah. their whole deal was, well, if you don't like it, move. Guess what? People fucking moved.
Right.
Same thing. If you're in a red state and you want to be able to kill a baby, then fucking move.
Yeah. Go to a different state. Done.
That is the only way that everyone can have their freedom.
Right.
Which makes this country the best.
Right. The one of the abortion issues that got me all riled up was during the debates, when Trump finally got a chance to state basically what you just said. He got a little distracted and was talking about some governor who was in favor of it. Never got passed, but the governor was in favor of afterbirth abortions. Trump says, you know, it never got passed, thank God. But that's how crazy this governor was they were in favor of afterbirth abortions. And the moderators of that debate changed the narrative of the talking point. They fact checked him and said, Mr. Trump, we've fact checked you. And at this point, there are no states in the U.S. that allow afterbirth abortions.
Ralph Northam of Virginia.
Yeah.
And did Trump say, I said it didn't get passed.
They cut his mic off after that. But yeah. in other words, they were wanting to summarize that talking point by trying to insinuate
yeah.
that Trump was trying to claim
yeah.
that was actually legal.
Trump needs my set of pipes. Like I just sort of pushed that mic away and I'd have been talking so fucking loud, her mic would have picked me up.
Yeah. So here is the cool thing with Trump on Rogan, and you'll see this whenever he's on there. He talks about Trump holds people accountable, and he has certain objectives that he wants you to achieve in your role. And if you don't achieve them, he will fire you.
See ya.
Right.
See ya, dog.
And it's the way any job is, right?
If your job is
to sack groceries and you don't sack groceries, you're not going to have a job much longer. If your job is to care for the health of the nation and the health of the nation declines, you're not going to have a job much longer, right?
Yeah.
If your job is to protect our nation's army and you don't do that and you put our army at risk, you're not going to have a job much longer, right?
No.
And as with most people that get fired, they're usually bitter about their former boss, right? They yeah. usually didn't see eye to eye.
Lots of guys that hate my guts.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Democrats that love to line up all of these people that now don't agree with Trump that are Republicans simply yeah. because they did a piss poor job at their job
yeah.
and Trump fired them.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to fire me. I'm going to throw a fucking hissy fit.
Right.
Fuck you.
Well, so Trump was talking with Rogan about that, and he was really talking with Rogan about a lot of the Hillary stuff where they ran the play of the Russian disinformation and
yeah.
misinformation thing for so long. And now it's proven that yeah. that was all a hoax by the Democratic Party.
Yeah. What are we going to do? It's too late.
I mean, it already swayed the outcome of those elections and everything else.
Yeah.
However, Trump said on Rogan, I could have put them in prison forever. Hillary
yeah.
could have put her in prison.
He fucking should have.
He says he didn't because that's not good for the nation. He says it's not
you
healthy
sure?
for the, I mean,
you sure?
I like whether I agree with him or not.
You sure, bro?
What I'm saying is the guy actually shows some discernment to say country over person. And just because he can't stand Hillary's guts, and it's highly possible Hillary's the one who orchestrated the attack on him, right? Or Hillary's
yeah.
networks, right?
What do you mean they missed?
Yeah. So he can't stand her guts, and he has the ability to put her in jail, but he chooses not to because that's not going to help the nation move forward, right?
Yeah.
In other words, look
what it fucking got him.
Well, in other words, he realizes that it's better for the nation for him to run the risk of not being elected, of all of these bad ads, of all of these lies being told about him and everything. Like, he's okay with that to a certain level because it's better for the nation to not see the wife of a former president go to prison for the rest of their life.
All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is FieldPulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using FieldPulse. So if you'd like to check out FieldPulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show.
Well, first off, that's wrong.
In the same conversation, right. That's been my...
I'm just saying,
headache with the Republican Party forever is the Democratic Party fights dirty and the Republican Party tries to fight fair.
Yeah.
And when you try to see the middle through all of that, you end up leaning Democrat because the Democrats fighting so dirty. And so like a person who is of the age where they don't think for themselves yet, where they have a hard time formulating their own thoughts.
Yeah.
They haven't had enough life experience. That's why they tend to lean Democrat, is because they see all the slanted stuff that way. And they don't see life for what it really is, holding people accountable and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's because they don't want to be held accountable.
Right.
You know what I mean? They want to feel like they can be free and frolic and we'll all be happy utopian society bullshit. And that just is not reality.
Right.
This is nature, man.
Yeah.
Nature, nurture. I mean, what the fuck are you going to do?
Right. Right.
Like, until you reach that epitome, the real problem is... People don't want to be held accountable for their own actions or be responsible for their own growth, their own goals, their own achievement. They want it to be easy.
Right.
And so there's this false sense of, if I vote for them, life will be easier.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's just not...
That's just not true.
It's not the truth.
Right.
It's just not... It's not the truth. There's not a successful socialist country in the world. There never has been. There never will be.
Right.
Like, they're just...
Just look at Venezuela.
Yeah. You just... It's impossible. You can't do it. There will always be dirty players.
Yeah.
It's just... Once people realize that, we'll be okay. The problem is, I don't know if people will ever actually realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of tough because people can be so easily brainwashed, right? If you have a business that was allowed to grow because of a Democratic policy, you're going to side the Democratic ticket because the Democratic policy is the reason you were successful.
Well, it's the same thing as unions. People that were in the union and it actually did well and they moved forward and everything, they're like, nope, I got to vote Democrat because the union put me in the place I am now. And if everyone else would just do what I did.
Right.
And be in the union and vote Democrat, we could all get this.
Yeah.
And that's just not reality. It's a physical impossibility.
Meanwhile, 4 years ago, Biden is on camera telling the union, I don't work for you. And then his first day in office fires 2,000 of them from the Keystone Pipeline.
I know, man.
Right? But yet they'll still have allegiance to that party because the union was a Democratic creation.
Did you see that fucking bullshit in Chicago with Pepsi?
Mm-mm.
So Pepsi shut down a... factory in Chicago with no notice. And they're all union workers. It's like 150 of them work there or whatever. 75 will be on for a little while. Some of them, and they're going to get severance till like December 28th. This just happened.
Okay. Two months of severance.
That's a long time.
Yep.
And the whole article is everyone's crushing them because, oh, how could a major corporation like that? We're union, you know, we're under union contract and this and that. And they're just crushing them, right? And they're like, well, it's a 65-year-old building that we've outgrown the building. We can't do it. We're going to try to help everybody. And they're getting crushed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a president comes in to an oil factory and says, 2,000 of you, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
No one says two fucking words a week later.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people are bitching over 150, 75 of them are still working. 75 are going to get severance
for 2 months.
For 2 months.
Yeah.
But 2000 in Pennsylvania just got fucked. Yeah. And then how are people in Pennsylvania not going to vote Republican?
Right.
After they were lied to.
Right.
2000 families were thrown out on the fucking street.
Yeah.
Because you want to clean up America. Fuck you.
Right. And ultimately that comes down to people making emotional decisions instead of procedural decisions, right? Like, I love the baiting social media post, and these never go anywhere. You'll never see me do one where it's like, Kamala supporters, tell me one policy of hers that you really are excited for her to implement, right?
Legalized abortion everywhere. You know, she doesn't have that power, right? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, and
what do you mean?
That's really about the only one they could do.
Yeah.
But there's still, but even then the Kamala supporters are silent because, like, I really don't truly believe. I bet only 10% of the votes for Kamala are actually in support of her policies and her leadership and her guidance.
You think
that 90% of the votes for Kamala are because it's a vote against Trump?
Against Trump or against abortion.
Or vibes.
Or for abortion, I should say.
Yeah.
Sorry, I misspoke there.
And so, yeah. You know, it's just silly. Like,
it's not silly. It's fucking insane.
And it's also, too,
blatant,
like,
stupidity, man.
Like, I may get flamed up for this, but, I mean, it's my honest opinions, and it's my show, so fuck it.
First off, it's our show.
Where's my invite?
You're getting paid, bitch.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why abortion is such a hot topic when it affects so few of us. Like, don't get me wrong. I definitely think there are biblical implications to abortion, and there's a lot of modern era tied into biblical times and all of these things.
Are you talking, why are people so flamed up that don't do it, basically?
What I'm saying is, you take 100, like, I don't know the stats. I'm gonna run on an assumption here. You take 100 people that have a staunch opinion about abortions. How many of them have ever encountered the issues that directly of abortion? How many of them have been raped and gotten pregnant?
Well,
and then had to make a choice? How many of them have been molested and incest and then had to make a choice? How many of them had a baby that was like, it's either your life or the mother's life, or the baby's life or the mother's life, and had to make a choice?
It's not that people are, I know the answer to this. People do not like being told what to do with their own health. That's really the thing. They could agree that abortion is horrible and still vote yes on three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because they don't want to be told what to do or how to do, just in the event that their daughter or someone they know has to deal, or a family they know has to deal with it.
Right.
They don't want to be told no. It's the same thing as the vaccine. That's what drives me insane. My body, my choice. And I've always been a staunch.
But yeah, we tried to force vaccines on everybody.
That's my point.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy is insane.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, like, I find this with gun issues, okay? There is not a constitutional amendment that says anything about abortion, but the Second Amendment is, I get to have a gun however I see fit, however the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Constitution, an actual amendment.
Believe it or not, it's actually that you can have all weaponry that the military has.
I know. You're not telling me anything new. But my point is,
I'm just reminding for our listeners that we're already getting a watered down version of gun control from what's in the Constitution.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, but those people that are so, and I keep bringing up the word hypocrisy because it's just so true, like, they will want abortion and be able to have their own free rights to something that's not even in the Constitution. And then something that is in the Constitution, they want to tell me no.
Right.
And it, like, my heart is on fire about it.
Yeah.
Just like theirs is with that.
Yeah.
I guess is my answer to why you don't understand how people can be so fired up and vote for stuff like that.
Well, I guess
because they don't like being told that they can't control their own health.
Right. I guess I have a hard time understanding why somebody would let such a rare issue make such a big deal and such an impact on their voting decision. In other words, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that Trump has a really good economic policy and Kamala doesn't.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And so, like,
why would you let that one? Yeah. Why would you let that one thing?
Why would you
control
let the one
nine
thing that's
things?
So rare that is not likely for you to encounter personally? Why would you let that control the outcome of your decision when there's nine other topics that will have a far greater impact on your life than the abortion one?
You're letting 10% control 100%.
Right. Yeah. You're tripping over a dime to or tripping over a dollar to save a dime. Right. Yeah. I do
wonder that too. That does drive me insane. And like why? Voters,
yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I get it. There are some people that are very religious and so they have a very hardcore belief and that's like a hard boundary for them. Okay. Yeah. You know, there's somebody that was raped and had to get an abortion. So that's a hard boundary for them. Okay. I just can't believe that there's that many people out there that are willing to turn blinders to all the other things and hang their vote up on that.
It's almost kind of like I feel like this is just my feelings, but I feel like people think of it as like a novelty. Like I'm part of society and the human existence that was a part of making a change for women. And I was there and I voted for her.
Yeah. Maybe it's like maybe we can't some. Like we come a long way from the 40s, 50s and 60s with desegregation and all of that stuff. And so maybe it's our feeling that like we still have miles to go on several fronts.
And I'm part of that.
And like when we desegregated.
And they let that one thing drive them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when we eliminated slavery, that was a big movement for America. When we desegregated, that was a big movement for America.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's almost like they're constantly in chase of these other big movements, but they're running out of ideas. And so they're trying to make things a bigger deal than they actually are.
Yeah,
maybe. Is almost kind of where
I take
that.
Yeah, they just want to feel like they're being a part of something bigger. And also, too, like if abortion is healthcare, doesn't mean human trafficking is free transportation?
Hold on. If abortion is
you're not going to get there.
That's a hard.
You're not going to get there.
So what you're saying is because they're trying to say that abortion is health, is an element of women's health.
I don't like whenever conservatives accept that premise of healthcare because now it's folded into legal but rare, this and that. Now it's healthcare and it's constitutional.
Right.
And so someone's like, well, it's healthcare. Like, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's not constitutional. It's not healthcare.
Well, that's like all these big food corporations putting ribbons up to raise awareness for cancer. But yeah, they don't take all the chemicals out of their food that cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They just post ribbons on their social media. You know?
Yeah, I love it's the same thing as when you see all those people that are like super green. Everything's got to be electric. Everything's got to be this. We got to do that. And then they're drinking out of a plastic water bottle. And you're like,
right.
Really?
Well, yeah. It's the argument.
Fucking
that,
really?
It's the argument that someone comes up to you and be like, you know, we're on stolen land. And then so you should respond. So when are you giving it back? Are you moving?
Mm-hmm.
When are you moving?
I've literally had people say stupid stuff like that. And I've been like, I'm Indian. This is all mine. All of you fuckers should leave.
Right.
Like you should all pack up your shit and get the fuck out of here.
Technically, right.
Every one of you.
Are you technically? I get like 1/30 seconds of whatever.
You can have you. Okay, that's fine. You can stay. We should do it. They should do a giant DNA test, and if you don't have Native American blood, you're out.
Yeah, I don't even know if I trust the DNA test.
Do you think they'd just be picking people?
I've heard some conspiracy. I haven't had time to jump into these. I've heard some conspiracy theories. Involving 23andMe, the DNA testing place.
Oh man, you see they're going under or something? I saw that. I didn't read it, but
what they do with that information?
Well, so
is
they put it into the national DNA database. That's how all those guys have been getting caught for rapes and murders and stuff.
Right. No. I mean, I get all that, but also too, like they know that people of certain heritages tend to decide things a certain way. So like it literally controls the advertisements you see.
I got to get out of this country.
So
I got to go to, where am I going to go? There's nowhere to go.
No, I heard a stupid argument the other day. They were saying how
go to Italy,
Chinese
super conservative
got reparations in the form of visas during basically World War II. And I'm just like in internment camps and that sort of stuff.
You're talking about here when they went to San Francisco and rounded up all those.
Yeah. So basically
Asian
they were
people,
trying to say, well, black people should get reparations because the Chinese got it. And in the form of visas, I'm like, visas aren't reparations.
No, visas are not money. They're citizenship.
Right.
And they already got that.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those, like the rubber band only stretches so far before it snaps.
Yeah, before people lose their shit.
right,
people trying to make these insane parallels. Like I saw one guy argue, he tried to argue that the Republican Party, the Electoral College, is a benefactor of DEI because it's a modality of diversity, equity, inclusion, because it's giving states with lower populations, you know, a chance to vote, and how we should just get away with the Electoral College. And I'm like, that's a really big rubber band.
Yeah.
They're trying to say like, oh, because Arkansas is smaller than California, it's like, you know, but they still have a certain amount of votes, and that's why we should get rid of that, because Republicans have benefited because they've never won the popular election.
We have to have the Electoral College because because a lot of people are really stupid and okay with living right next to someone.
Yeah.
Like, and being packed into a huge city where, like, just because they're okay with that, yeah, doesn't mean they get to control 100% of the property owned.
I will say this. I am excited to see the split between the Electoral College and the popular vote
this year.
I really want Trump to win the popular vote.
It'll be wild.
He might.
The reason why I want him to win the popular vote is because it's like a double middle finger. Because they're always being, because every time like a Republican wins, oh my gosh, if we just got rid of Electoral College and blah 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 blah.
Well, they want to bend the rules no matter what.
Oh, I just think that's
two,
a double
two justices
finger.
Got nominated, or two justices got put on the Supreme Court because Trump was in office at that time. Yeah. Okay. Good. That's how the system works.
Yeah.
Well, now we should be able to just have as many judges as we want. We should be able to just what?
No.
Okay. So the rules didn't go your way.
Yeah.
You didn't get your little fucking
change the rule.
Yeah. Well, let's just throw our hissy fit in the middle of Walmart like a 3-year-old, kicking and screaming, throwing shit on the ground, and change all the rules.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is the matter with people?
So Trump was talking a little bit about that.
Teach that shit in college, by the way.
On Rogan. What was he saying?
Never be satisfied until you get your way.
Gosh dang it, my mind just went blank.
They talked about the national deficit and leverage, you know, having enough leverage. They talked about aliens. They talked about aliens. They talked about MMA. They talked about boxing.
My brother thinks that they're gonna, whether aliens are real or not, he thinks that they're gonna make aliens real, quote unquote, so that they can get a one world government.
Yeah. We talked about that on the show here recently. Yeah.
I don't think it was recently, but
the way you, it was 100 shows ago. But yeah, the way you rally a nation together is you put our nation at war against somebody else, like the day after 9/11.
Yeah.
Everybody was an American and fuck ISIS. Right. Yeah. And now we've had a long time since a war. And so America's back to being divided. And they realize, okay, if we can rally a nation by putting them at war with somebody else, then how do we rally the world to a one world government? Yeah. Well, let's put the world at war with somebody else. Well, if the whole world's together, who are they going to be at war with? Aliens.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about tariffs.
And it's going to be us versus them. I can't remember what it was.
I talked about tariffs.
On his tariff talk, that was where he was.
I love tariffs.
He was talking about
McKinley in the 1800s, how he basically ran tariffs and the United States was the richest it's ever been.
Yeah, the United States was the richest it's ever been. We had no taxes because the government was funded off of tariffs, and there were
talk about no income tax and tariffs instead.
Yeah. And so Trump has this plan to hold media agencies accountable, especially the free media agencies, through tariffs, because they get their license, their FCC license, for free. And so he was like, it's that license is worth so much money. You should leverage that. If they want to go off and say the things that they're going to say, they should be paying handsomely for that. And then it funds the government.
Yeah, tariffs on inbound goods should be through the roof.
Yeah,
we have the most money. Those people want to sell their goods here.
Yeah,
we should be getting tariffs.
Yeah,
and that money comes
when
in,
when Trump was in office, that was happening.
Yeah, and let's be honest, what happens when tariffs are too high? Manufacturing comes back in our own country.
Right,
we produce our own goods and become self-sustainable.
It's like the long term. It's the long term. People freak out and they go, "My iPhone or my Android next year is going to cost this much." I'm just like, "Yes, technically, but in the long run, tariffs are better for the country."
Yeah, literally, in 2 years, Elon Musk will have fucking some new phone that comes out, and I'll buy that because they'll be producing it here in America. Those kinds of things happen when you. I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. When you close the walls and become self-sustainable, you become a more wealthy, more independent country, and everyone is happier.
Yeah.
No, he did talk about...
that's just fucking what happens.
Environmental stuff that he had to fill out. Like, he talked about New York, how there's like a certain plant, and it's like a rare plant, and you can't build around it, you can't touch it, you can't look at it.
Yeah.
They're plants. Bulldoze those fucking things down.
We talked about whales and windmills.
I can't remember what I was going
to
talk
about.
I'm
trying to think of all
earlier.
The topics they covered. They covered a lot.
I fuck y'all up. Sorry, bud.
One of the So one of the interesting things about government in general is just the amount of, like, it's actually really impressive. As frustrating as it is, it's equally as impressive. The amount of red tape that they've put in place to prevent change and to keep them holding the higher ground is so wild.
Yeah.
So like building in New York. In other words, they've got the rules set in place to where New York will get built how New York wants it to get built. Nobody can come in there and build what they want without New York having a very heavy-handed say in how it goes. And if they want you to build it, they'll forgive some of their strict rules. If they don't want you to build it, they'll enforce some of their strict rules and prevent you from building it.
Yeah.
And when you know the right people and the right connections, you can get shit done.
That's called life.
Yeah.
That's called fucking
life.
And he
talked about it too. Like he talked about, he had a friend that actually denied him something, but then he said, well, I respected him later, but I understand, you know,
yeah.
There's a reason why he was in politics for so many years is because,
well, all
you know,
that,
said
no. What people don't understand is how far down that stuff trickles. Like it goes down to Blue Springs, like board.
Yeah.
Like
well,
if you know people,
our tiny little local city, you hear from business owner after business owner that it's incredibly difficult to start a brick and mortar business in Blue Springs because of all the permitting and all the red tape and how long it takes.
Unless you know a few guys.
There's a
like
restaurant.
That's just real life.
There's a restaurant in town that's been trying to open for 14 months and they can't get the permits approved to get it done. 14 months.
Which is insane to me because the only thing we have is fucking shit ass fast food.
Yeah.
They'll let a Whataburger go in 5 fucking seconds. They'll let a Hawaiian Bros go in.
Yeah.
But man, you can't, like,
mom and pop restaurant, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's all about money.
He did talk about he knew people in New York, but Washington was a different animal. And like learning, he talked about some of his mistakes he made. It was just hiring the wrong people.
Yeah.
And so basically learning Washington and knowing and using qualities that people don't find tasteful to his advantage, like whenever he took like Troy Bolton with him, there are people that like were scared of Troy Bolton, but like, you know, he kind of is a business guy, so it's like you kind of use people's maybe unfavorable traits, you know, to your advantage.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. First off, never hire anyone from Washington D.C.
Right.
Ever.
So
right.
Like he
hire out and bring in. Yeah. What?
Well,
right.
He says
what
like
are you
he
doing?
To basically have like you have 10,000.
Hard lessons learned.
You have 10,000 appointments, and so he basically knew no one in Washington, and so it's like he gets there, and like Joe Rogan points out, it's not like to become president. It's like, okay, we're gonna train you for 2 weeks, and here's this, and here's how you appoint these people. It's like, no. Like, day one, you're in there, and you got to appoint 10,000 people, and you don't know anybody in Washington.
And it's not like he came up through the ranks. He wasn't a congressman, and then a senator, and then he was just like, boom. Which is, on another note.
Which is refreshing, by the way.
Well, first off, he's a whistleblower, and that's who we should all want in there.
Right.
Someone that's not part of the conglomerate that is the government stealing our money.
Right.
Right? Like, that's who we would want. But the fact that he did so well going in there blind as fuck is impressive.
Well,
it's super impressive.
That's one of the analogies where ignorance is bliss, because you don't see the red tape, so it's not going to let it stand in your way.
Yeah.
Right.
What red tape?
Right.
Oh, the one you just stepped on back there. Well, fuck it. It's over now.
And it's pretty wild to
peace.
There's a social media ad or it's a social media like copy and repairs, you know, paste and reshare type of thing that basically is this laundry list of Trump's former associates when he was in office that no longer support him. And there's one commonality of all of those people. And they were all fired.
They all suck at their fucking job.
Heavily disagreed with by Trump at the end of their term or the end of their employment, right? And never, ever in the history of ever have we judged a person's...
That should be a t-shirt.
Yeah. Never, ever in the history of ever have we judged a person's qualities by the people they fired, right? Like Steve Jobs. Ruthless business person.
Yeah.
Had high expectations, would fire people, would get livid, would get loud, would scream, would yell, would argue.
Yeah.
We don't judge Steve Jobs by the number of people he fired or by the opinions of the people he fired.
No, I like him more because he was that
way. We judge Steve Jobs by the result of his overall product.
Yeah.
Right? Tesla's the same way. We don't judge Elon Musk by the people he fired. We judge Elon Musk by the result of his overall product.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's these dumbasses out there that are like, reposting this laundry list of people Trump has fired or disagreed with over time. And like, well, if all these people don't like him, well, then I don't like him. And it's like, all those people were fired by him. Like,
really? What I don't know, you can't like independently take information and then form your own opinion?
Yeah, that's the whole celebrity thing.
You're so fucking stupid that you can't like...
Yeah, I've never done anything because a celebrity did it. Yeah. Never once, ever.
Oh, we got Beyonce on the show. We got this. If Trump fucking is elected, we're leaving. We don't want to be... Why the fuck? We did a whole fucking show on this. This is when Marcus was here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just about celebrities and don't listen to anything they say because they don't live in the same world as you.
Right. Well,
and they're put on this pedestal because why? They're entertaining? So are clowns. Who gives a fuck?
Think about it this way. A person who's never met you and never will meet you, their opinion should never matter to you. Right?
No.
And so like...
No, yes, yes, no.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think how aggressively people argue on these political candidates as if Kamala's going to hear them or Trump's going to hear them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You want to support your candidate and everything else, but like, I'm not going to waste my time on an internet political argument because for one, I'm never going to change anybody else's mind on the internet. But for two, it's just a big fucking waste of time. And everybody looks bad in that, you know?
Yeah.
And then it turns into this, I'm going to post this link and expect you to read it. And then
I post and ghost on shit like that.
I expect you to come back and say, wow, thank you for sharing that amazing piece of information. It was so insightful. My stance on that issue has now changed. Like, that's what people expect.
Yeah.
This is never what happens. Yeah. And so because it doesn't happen, they're like, well, you're just a fucking idiot.
I love the one.
Oh, great. We're back where we started.
There was one the other day, a lady was posting on something about Trump and it was, I just don't understand how people could vote for a felon. And I was like, I know lots of wrongfully convicted felons.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And then, like, they posted something else. I was like, you know, Thomas Jefferson, I stole it. And I said, I saw this the other day. I stole it from this and that. Thomas Jefferson was actually a felon and accused of treason when they started this country. And then I just ghosted. I was like,
yeah.
It just goes
to show you the mudslinging goes back that far.
It's just, it's crazy to me. It's insane. To get back to the what you were saying about celebrities, the fact that someone wrote a song that you like, and then that person can now say, vote for this person, and you just blatantly do it,
right,
shows how stupid you are.
Yeah.
Like, it shows you are just a complete moron and have no self-thought.
Yeah. Who's the tight end for the 49ers?
I watched
Long,
The View.
Long blonde hair.
Kittle.
Okay. So... at the end of the San Francisco 49ers game, Kittle like interrupts a TV interview and he's wearing a white hat with yellow writing on it. And it says, Make America Great Again.
Love it, baby.
And he just bombs into the interview, points at his hat and then leaves. Right.
Post and ghost.
It's dumb. Like,
no, it's great.
Don't get me wrong. You're showing your support for your candidate and all that stuff. But like, to think that anybody's vote would change because they saw Kittle wearing a MAGA hat,
I would think that
is like, cool. Okay. Kittle supports Trump. Got it. Does that change my opinion of Trump? Not in the slightest.
No, but right? I think when celebrities do that, because they're on the outs as of right now, you know what I mean? Like, they're not the popular crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The popular crowd is different. I think that it actually does carry weight because they're like, hey, we're not all just on this side.
Yeah.
We're with you. Like, that's kind of what, and it's, if they don't say anything or they're not in ads and they're just like,
yeah.
And then they move, like, you know what I mean? That carries a little weight.
I saw
it wouldn't
something.
Change my vote. You're right about that. Like, that, I wouldn't see, like, if Patrick Mahomes, if I was going to vote Democrat, Republican, and then Patrick Mahomes came out and said, I'm with Taylor Swift now, like, it's not going to sway my, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Like, I don't care who Taylor votes for. Like, can I appreciate her music? Sure.
No, you can't. It's garbage.
Well, I like it.
Oh, of course you fucking do.
I mean, I don't have albums. Like, I don't have anybody's albums. But, like, when her song comes on, I don't go to change a channel. It's not like fucking Shaboozy. I'll change that shit.
What's Shaboozy?
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Oh, boy.
Oh, country. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, sorry. I had to go through the files.
Most overplayed song of the year. That song came out, and I liked it. And then it got overplayed, and I'm like, fucking change a channel, right? I won't even change a channel on a Taylor Swift song, but I'll change a channel on that.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
But, like, Tom, like,
I couldn't even tell you a song if it came on probably anymore.
Tom Cruise, Do I agree with his political ideas? No. Do I agree with his religious ideals? No. But is he a phenomenal actor? Yes.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him for his acting.
Yeah.
I don't have to, you know, I don't have to cancel culture his ass because he's into Scientology. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to cancel culture Taylor Swift because she's supporting Kamala. Like, cool. That's your fucking right to do. Do I agree with it? No. But am I going to cancel you because you like a different political candidate than I do? No.
You know, earlier you said that was part of your problem with the Republican Party. Like, that they don't play dirty.
Right.
So the cancel culture thing is playing dirty.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to start playing a little dirty or not?
No, no. Well, the... No, the cancel culture thing is not effective. Cancel culture is not dirty, and it's not effective.
I think it is effective.
It's...
Monetarily.
Maybe. But, like, there's like nowhere
no,
near...
No one could do it to us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, they try. They totally try, right? Whenever a year ago, whenever I wrote that review on Facebook about the comedy show, and yeah. I got all those one-star reviews and got attacked, they tried to cancel my business, right?
Well, I know, but what I just said is they can't do that to us.
Right.
Like, they couldn't do that to you.
Right, they didn't. Yeah. Well, we still have 1,000 five-star reviews to 4.9 rating. And like,
for Google, that's going under. Great.
Right. But
no
but,
longer carrying weight. It doesn't I guess what I'm saying, the
they try.
Out of you. Yeah.
It's just ill-effective. It just doesn't work. And typically, anybody that's been canceled comes back stronger.
Usually.
I mean, take Morgan Wallen, right? Morgan Wallen got caught on film, drunk, at a party, using the N-word.
Who's Morgan Wallen?
Oh, boy.
I would...
Give me a song.
I would do it, but like, I
know he's a country artist.
I reached the stupid free limit on my chat.
Give me a song. Give me a song. So I can know who you're talking about. So you're not that big a fan.
Well,
got it. Okay,
I don't know
understood.
Understood. Titles.
Sing me a lyric, Mitch.
This lies, could, lies, lies. Is one of his songs.
I would look it up, but I reached the stupid free limit on my chat GPT.
You don't have to look up Morgan
fucking
Wallen
Google,
on chat GPT.
I like using that better than Google nowadays.
So all I typed is M-O-R-G and it pops up. Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen, Morgan
okay.
Wallen. Okay.
Give me something.
Let me see some songs of his.
Is it one of them, Burn It Down?
Cowgirls, Thinking About Me, Last Night.
Oh, Cowgirls.
Last Night.
Whiskey
Glasses.
Gotcha.
Morgan Wallen has so much more music than you think he does. So I went to the Morgan Wallen concert.
I know who you're talking about.
I was the financial representative at the concert. In other words, I bought all the tickets for the family to go.
Yep.
And
you buy everything that the family...
I know.
You want to get into that? We could get into that if you want.
So we go to this concert.
Pay my wife to answer the phones.
And we go to this concert, and I'm like halfway looking forward to it because it's my kid's first concert, but I'm not looking for... I paid $800 for 4 tickets. And
they were $200 a ticket?
And we were second row from the top.
Wow.
Yeah.
That dog is bringing in some jack.
Yeah, he's...
Was it a good show?
It was an amazing show.
Okay.
And
I've been to a couple countries.
Next
concerts.
Thing I know, I'm going to say 95% of his songs he's singing at the concert, like I've heard and I like. And it's like, wow, I didn't even know this was a Morgan Wallen song. I didn't even know this was a Morgan Wallen song. Just over and over, like he's fucking good. But he dropped the N-word and it got posted on social media. And
so what?
They tried canceling him. And now look at him. He's like one of the biggest country music stingers ever.
I love how, I know we're on to another topic here, but the whole cancel culture thing. I love how people, they think you make one mistake and that
defines you.
That outweighs every good thing you've ever done.
Right.
Like no one on this planet is perfect. Mm-mm. No one. We've all made stupid, dumb ass fucking mistakes.
Yep.
And not everyone's coming after all the regular Joes.
Well, they
like what do you do?
Well, they try.
We're gonna
they try to burn you down on social media.
We're gonna make an example of this.
I destroyed
fuck,
him.
Stop.
Well, a term you hear
grow
is
the
like,
fuck up.
It's called presentism, where people try to judge past historical figures by today's standards. It's like, guess what? The founding fathers would be considered racist by today's standards.
Oh yeah.
And so it's like people they look and they oh George Washington. I'm like, dude, like everyone's.
Well,
like, you know, a bigot by today's
so
standards.
So that comes down to the slavery thing, right? And back then, like a lot of our founding fathers had slaves.
Mm.
It was legal.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't doing anything wrong, right? That would be like if they lowered the speed limit in all of the U.S. to 45. And then they tried to say, Dave, you're a felon because you used to drive 70.
I got a ticket for 63 and a 45 fucking three, what was it, 3 months ago?
Listen, Dave doesn't need help any help being a felon. He's got that covered on his own.
First off, I am not a convicted felon.
But what I'm saying is like, as society moves and evolves and we move and evolve with it, we can't, like just like Austin was saying, we can't be held to today's standards for what we did years and years ago.
Yeah. Let the shit go, people.
But I will say a lot of that is spawned by the Democratic Party, right? It started out like lesbians, and then now we're lesbians and gays, and now we're lesbians, gays, and trans, and then we're lesbians, gays, and trans, and X's and Y's and other alphabet letters and all kinds of shit. And they constantly change it to never allow you to be comfortable with, like, their plan is to keep you uncomfortable with
whoever
they are.
It's to keep you uncomfortable with whoever you are not like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're white, a black person makes you uncomfortable. If you're Asian, a white person makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, if you're straight male, a gay male makes you uncomfortable. No, not really. That's just the narrative that you're trying to push on everyone else. Like,
Trump's got an ad out right now.
I don't care.
That talks about Kamala being in support of trans athletes, trans women athletes competing against other women.
Which she is.
And Kamala being in support of prisoners getting sex changes.
Which she said she'd pay for it.
Right.
Did you see
at the end of that ad, it says Trump is for, or Kamala is for they, them. Trump is for America.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
All of it is insane.
All I know is that we have 7 days from the filming of this.
We should
have
probably
7 days left.
Oh, yeah. We're at 120.
We have 7 days left of really expensive social media ads and really divisive pre-election shit.
I'm not going to watch. I'm going to try to not watch any of it.
And then we have 2.5 months of arguing about election integrity, regardless of the outcome of the election. Mm-hmm. We have 2.5 months of election integrity.
Yeah.
And then I don't know when Inauguration Day is for 2025.
January 20th.
January 21st.
20th or 21st?
It's 20th every
so
year.
Even if it's a Sunday?
No, what was J6?
January 6th, that was certification of it.
Look it up, Austin.
Two different?
Was that ratifying the vote?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different dates.
Certification, January. And then I think the president gets sworn on the 20th.
Okay, so.
I was thinking it was 21st, but.
So.
It may be one of those last Thursdays of the month.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is we have 2.5 months of arguing about election integrity, and then we have reminders of J6 all over again.
Yeah, so Dave, right, it's the 21st if 20th falls on a Sunday.
Okay.
So we're both right.
Man.
So
how about that for going to school and paying the fuck attention?
Yeah, it's the 20th every year unless it falls on a Sunday.
Right. So this year it is, I think, the 20th because I don't think the.
Oh, I see you're asking. Sorry. I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
January 20th is a Monday.
Okay. So it'll be a Monday.
What is, so January 6th, what was that?
I
what
say
was
that's
the event that took place
vote,
on J6?
Basically, I think that's certifying the votes or something like that. Where the
certifying the electoral
college
votes.
Is that where
the
vice president certifies everything and says this was a legal election?
Something.
Yes.
Okay. So we have 2.5 months until that bullshit, or 2 months.
Because even if Trump gets 350, and wins a popular vote, people are still going to be like, well.
Oh, yeah. Well, it won't matter.
And let's be honest. It's going to be the same if it goes the other way.
Yeah, if Kamala gets elected, there'll
Trump
be lawsuits.
Trump won't go down without a fight. We all know that.
No.
He's done it before.
No, right? I agree. I'll have my gun loaded.
And what's funny is the Republicans or the Democrats forget that they don't go down without a fight. And so when Trump refuses to concede to an election, he's being a baby.
Yeah.
But the Democrats do it and all the media does it. And that's just democracy at work.
Yeah. We have to make sure that it was right.
Yeah.
We're standing
that's
up for
just democracy at work. But
he's
standing being
up for freedom. He's a crybaby.
Like, it's almost like Hillary Clinton has just gone into like a black abyss in the Democratic like mindset. Like, they forget Hillary made all this. She's out there writing memoirs and still saying how she like, won the election. And yada,
someone should probably
she has, like, a documentary.
Burn her at a stake. I'm pretty sure she's a fucking witch.
Right. Yeah. It's. So we've got a week left of all this hysteria. Then we have 2 more months of the ratification of everything. And then we got 2 weeks of like inauguration. And then finally, after January 20th, and we know who's president and they're officially in and everything else, people will realize it doesn't fucking matter. And your daily outcome is a result of your daily input.
It does fucking matter.
It matters, but not to the level that a lot of people make it out to be.
It doesn't matter to the level of life and death in the next 2 years.
Yeah, right. You're not going to die.
When you don't make
one
the big
or the other
sale,
one gets elected.
When you don't make the big sale in February, it's not because of whoever's president. It's because you didn't analyze your client. You didn't study your product. You didn't pitch your product well, right?
Yeah.
It's not a president's fault, right? Now, when you do make the big sale and it's taxed to the fucking gills, that is a presidential thing.
Yeah, and if you vote a Democrat, fuck you.
Right. So
your brain doesn't work.
The moral of the story, go out and vote, but also work your butt off.
Well, and obviously, if you can't tell by this show, the three of us tend to lean towards Trump, right? Not tend to, like, there's no sugarcoating it. We all want Trump to win.
Yeah.
But I, like,
I want my 401k money and my investments to go up.
Right.
Okay. I want to be able to do with my money what I see fit.
With all that said, I want you to go out and exercise your freedom to vote for whoever you think is best and then deal with the ramifications from that. Like,
If you want to vote Democrat, stop listening to this fucking show.
You can't say that you want freedom and democracy and then chastise all the Democrats, right? Like, I'll chastise illegal behavior. I'll chastise unethical behavior either which way. But
yeah.
If Taylor Swift wants to use her platform and support Kamala and vote for Kamala, great. I'm glad she's built the level of success to do that. I hope people can see through the bullshit.
I hope Travis can get the fuck out of that relationship. That's what I hope.
Well, Travis is not. I mean,
he's wrecked her. She has wrecked his life.
I bet he's wrecked that ass.
I guarantee he's wrecked that ass. And that's what's wrecked his life.
But
guy can't get any catches. Damn it. He had his first touchdown. It's week fucking 8.
I know.
You know why?
No. Do you know why?
Fucking booty blinded. That's fucking why.
No. You know why?
He's been double covered since he started. It doesn't matter.
The Chiefs have finally come out and said, this year we don't care two shits about stats. There's only one stat we care about, and that's winner of the Super Bowl.
Mitch, they have fucking said that for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and
now they're
guess
putting their
what?
Money where their mouth is.
And Travis had been double teamed for the last 3 years and still been getting his numbers and getting his touchdowns, and now he ain't. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I can see, I don't think he's too old and out of shape. The only thing I can see...
You think he's pussy blind?
He's that fucking booty blinded. That's, I mean, that she has wrecked his fucking life.
He's got a UTI. He can't run as fast.
In KC on Sunday and dreaming of Paris on Tuesday.
How many great black rappers have had their lives wrecked by the Kardashians? A lot.
Yeah.
The answer's a lot. That booty will fuck your brain up.
It ain't that great. Even when it's amazing, it ain't that great.
I'm not going to go on another tangent
I'm
here.
I'm just saying.
Just not going to go
on
another tangent.
I'm going to derail my life.
I mean, I don't know if I should feel bad for you or tell you your wife's not doing it right. I don't know. I don't know where I'm supposed to go.
I did open the door
for
that.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I love both of you, and I'm not going to do it. I want to crush you.
No.
I want to crush you.
Let me say this. It's great.
But I love you both.
But it ain't worth that. It ain't worth tanking your life and your reputation over. God. All right.
I'll let that fastball go by.
So at the time you're listening to this, you've got like 4 days or less to go vote. So go vote. Exercise your freedom.
Yep.
Remember, Republicans vote on Tuesday. Democrats vote on Wednesday.
That's right.
And I hear the lines are much shorter for the Democratic election. But, you know, go exercise your vote. And hopefully all of this chaos is subsided by the time we record the next show.
I am just tired of seeing the ads already.
I know.
I will say that.
I'm tired of paying out the ass for ads on social media.
Yeah.
So.
It's like we're all overstimulated for sure.
Yeah. So
not me.
Until next week, guys, we will see you later.